Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. In this programme, we look at the career of Richard Fleischer, an outstanding but underrated director. I hope you enjoy the show. He's one of my favourite directors, and if you ever spot his name in the credits of a film, you won't be disappointed. Richard Fleischer was born in Brooklyn, New York. His father, Max, was an animator by trade and one of Walt Disney's chief competitors. After graduating in psychiatry from Brown's University, he went to Yale School of Drama and established a theatre group there, which he directed and produced. In 1940, he joined RKO and co-wrote and edited the newsreel series This Is America. He began directing features in 1942. In 1947, he won an Academy Award for producing a documentary called Design for Death, which examined the cultural forces leading to Japan's passion to pursue its imperial expansion. Seven of his first nine features were film noirs, culminating in the superb The Narrow Margin in 1952, in which Charles McGraw escorts a woman witness from Chicago to Los Angeles by train to testify against the mob. The film was a financial success, although it had only been shot on a tiny budget, which explained the use of handheld cameras, real locations, and stock music rather than a tailor-made and expensive score. His earlier noirs included Bodyguard, starring Lawrence Tierney, Trapped with Lloyd Bridges, and His Kind of Woman, starring Robert Mitchum, which he co-directed with John Farrow. Producer Howard Hawks's extravagance led to the film going well over budget, and it lost nearly $1 million on release. A whole yacht was constructed on set to accommodate his wishes.
Happens, you'll know. You'll need no one to tell you. When it happens, you'll know. And though you've been fooled in the past, when you meet with your real love, you'll surrender at last. Will come true. He'll take your hand, and there's nothing that you can do. You go where he wants you to go. You need no one to tell you. When it happens, you'll know.
In 1954, Walt Disney hired Fleischer to direct 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, adapted from the Jules Verne novel, starring Kirk Douglas. It was a huge success.
Got a whale of a tale to tell you, lads, a whale of a tale or two, about the flapping fish and the girls I've loved on nights like this with the moon above. A whale of a tale, and it's all true, I swear by my tattoo. There was Mermaid Minnie, met her down in Madagascar. She would kiss me any time that I would ask her. Then one evening, her flame of love blew out. Blow me down and pick me up, she swapped me for a trout. Got a whale of a tale to tell you, lads, a whale of a tale or two, about the flapping fish and the girls I've loved on nights like this with the moon above. A whale of a tale, and it's all true, I swear by my tattoo. There was Typhoon Tessie, met her on the coast of Java. When we kissed, I bubbled up like molten lava. Then she gave me the scare of my young life. Blow me down and pick me up, she was the captain's wife. Got a whale of a tale to tell you, boy, a whale of a tale or two, by the flapping fish and the girls I've loved on nights like this with the moon above. A whale of a tale, and it's all true, I swear by my tattoo. There was Harpoon Hannah, had a face that made you shudder, lips like fish hooks, and a nose just like a rudder. If I kissed her and held her tenderly, there's no sea monster big enough to ever frighten me. Got a whale of a tale to tell you, lads, a whale of a tale or two, about the flapping fish and the girls I've loved on nights like this with the moon above. A whale of a tale, and it's all true, I swear by my tattoo.
Busy with the post-production of 20,000 Leagues, he had to turn down the offer of directing Bad Day at Black Rock for MGM. Too bad. In 1955, he was offered Violent Saturday by 20th Century Fox, starring Victor Mature, which was another success, although critics thought it was far too violent. It was the story of a gang of bank robbers who target a small town in America to carry out a raid. Fleischer then signed a long-term contract with Fox. His first film for them under contract was The Girl in the Red Velvet Swing, starring Joan Collins, Ray Milland and Farley Granger, based on a true story of a love triangle in New York society in the early 20th century. Joan Collins gained great reviews for her portrayal in a role that had been turned down by Marilyn Monroe. In 1958, he had another hit with The Vikings, again with Kirk Douglas. The following year, he made Compulsion with Orson Welles, based on another true story of a cold-blooded murder, the Leopold Loeb case from 1924.
We'll be right back.
It was yet another success, and he was offered to direct John Wayne in North to Alaska, but he pulled out, feeling unhappy with the script. He moved to Paris, where he made two movies starring Daryl F. Zanuck's then-girlfriend, Juliette Greco, Crack in the Mirror and The Big Gamble. After several binned projects in Europe, Fleischer returned to Hollywood and made Fantastic Voyage in 1966 with Fox, and it was a huge success. It was a remarkable achievement and was regarded as being at the cutting edge of visual effects at the time. A crew of doctors, plus Raquel Welch, are miniaturized to enter a top scientist's bloodstream so that they can save his life. Fleischer was back on track again. Dr. Doolittle followed in 1967, which cost $17 million and was one of three disastrous musicals Fox made to try to replicate the success of The Sound of Music, made in 1955. Ironically, they were brought out of this financial hole by the re-release of The Sound of Music in 1973.
When I look in your eyes, I see the wisdom of the world in your eyes. I see the sadness of a thousand goodbyes. When I look in your eyes. And it is no surprise. See the softness of the moon in your eyes, the gentle sparkle of the stars in the skies. When I look in your eyes, in your eyes, I see the deepness of the sea. I see the deepness of the love. The love I feel you feel for me. Autumn comes, summer dies. I see the passing of the years in your eyes. And when we part, there'll be no tears, no goodbyes. I'll just look into your eyes. Dear Sophie, those eyes so wise, so warm, so real. Isn't it a pity you're a seal?
In 1968, he made The Boston Strangler, starring Tony Curtis as the killer, another murderer based on a true story. But this was followed by a couple of flops. Che, about Che Guevara, and Tora, 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 dealing with Japan's attack on Pearl Harbor. He made a second trip to Europe, this time making 10 Rillington Place in London with Richard Attenborough and John Hurt. Yet another true crime story. The Last Run followed in 1970, also in Europe. He took over from John Huston, who had fallen out with the star George C. Scott. He also made See No Evil with Mia Farrow in London during this time. Upon returning to Hollywood, The New Centurions followed, which was based on the harrowing book by Joseph Wambaugh, who was an ex-LAPD cop and had obviously drawn on his own experiences to write it. Stacey Keach is excellent as the rookie cop under the guidance of George C. Scott, the experienced senior. He had a busy and productive decade in the 1970s, following up The New Centurions with Soylent Green, starring Charlton Heston and Edward G. Robinson in his last role. It was a disturbingly dark and prophetic science fiction picture and is one of the sci-fi classics. Fleischer made The Don Is Dead that same year, with Anthony Quinn playing a mafia boss who has to compete with a young Turk when the head of the clan dies. In 1974 came two more good ones, Mr. Majestic, with Charles Bronson playing a melon grower with an excellent turn from Al Lettieri. It was based on an Elmore Leonard novel. Then in the western The Spikes Gang, Lee Marvin plays an aging bank robber on the run, who is helped by three impressionable young boys. In all these films, Fleischer got great performances out of his actors, which just shows his prowess as a director. Mandingo in 1975 was his final hit, although controversial, about a slave owner, James Mason, training one of his slaves to become a bare-knuckle boxer. It starred Ken Norton, an ex-fighter, and Susan George, and came out just a month after Jaws, but still managed to be a box office hit.
I was born in this time to never be free. Born in this time to never be free. Waiting on my time for freedom now. It's too far up ahead of me. Ain't all my feeling is all I ever own. Yeah, you know my feeling now is all I ever own. Waiting on our happiness is one thing I have never known. I don't understand, and I don't know who to blame. Well, I don't understand, and I don't know who to blame. Yeah, you know, I just keep on living. I just keep on living the same. I am so tired, but I can't take my rest. Yeah, and I'm so tired, but I can't take my rest. Yeah, you know my back is so worn, and my hands feel like stone. Dear Lord in heaven, can you hear my lonesome prayer? dear Lord in heaven, Janice, did you hear my lonesome prayer? Oh, save me from trouble, trouble in despair. I was born in this time to never be free. Well, I was born in this time to never be free. Waiting on my time for freedom. Well, way up there ahead of me.
But Fleischer's luck was running out, and his only box office success after this was Conan the Destroyer in 1984. He was unhappy with its family-oriented script, as was Arnold Schwarzenegger, but made it anyway. The Jazz Singer in 1980 starred Neil Diamond, but was a notable failure, on which he replaced Sidney J. Furie as the director, as was Ashanti with Michael Caine, where he replaced Richard Serafian. He tried another Schwarzenegger fantasy film, Red Sonja, starring Bridget Nielsen, but had another failure. He was into his 70s by now, and he made just one other film before calling it a day. He died in his sleep in Los Angeles in 2006, age 89. It seems he was drawn to the maxim, truth is stranger than fiction, as most of his films were based on true stories. His three big thrillers, The Boston Strangler, Compulsion, and 10 Rillington Place, were all real-life murder cases. He seemed to do well directing intense actors like George C. Scott, Rex Harrison, and Orson Welles, and worked with them all more than once, even taking over from other directors who had pulled out of projects with them. He's not as well known as some other directors, but should be, and I cannot recommend his films enough. Please do go and see one or more. I'll leave you with Neil Diamond singing America from The Jazz Singer.
Thank you. everywhere around the world. They come to America every time that flag's unfurled. They come to America. Got a dream to take them there. They come to America. Got a dream they come to share.
Today.